Over the two centuries that have followed, the currents of history have steered the relationship between our countries in many directions. And even in the midst of tumultuous winds, our people had opportunities to forge deep and even dramatic ties. For instance, Americans will never forget the hospitality shown to our pilots who were shot down over your soil during World War II and cared for by Chinese civilians who risked all that they had by doing so. And Chinese veterans of that war still warmly greet those American veterans who returned to the sites where they fought to help liberate China from occupation. A different kind of connection was made nearly 40 years ago, when the frost between our countries began to thaw through the simple game of table tennis. The very unlikely nature of this engagement contributed to its success because, for all our differences, both our common humanity and our shared curiosity were revealed. As one American player described his visit to China, "The people are just like us. The country is very similar to America, but still very different." Of course, this small opening was followed by the achievement of the Shanghai Communique and the eventual establishment of formal relations between the United States and China in 1979. And in three decades, just look how far we have come.